Welcome to Resilient Love Podcast.
Join hosts Quentin and Brianna as they discuss tips on love, life, and
business.
Let's get into this next episode. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
We are back with another episode of Resilient Love. So, guys, we hope that you all have been enjoying our episodes. We have been really, really excited this year about just getting back into that groove, you know, being able to share with you all. So just let us know in the comments, how have you been enjoying these episodes? So we'd like to start out our podcast with a shout out, update, etc. So Q, what's your shout out?
My shout out is to everyone that has really pushed their goals this year thus far. I know we have New Year's goals every year, seems like, but for those that have pushed their goals this year, I really shout you out and keep executing. And if you drop the ball, just pick it up and keep going.
Yes, yes. That's a good shout out highlight. A shout out highlight I would like to share is just being more intentional. This year has definitely been one of those years where I can honestly say I have been very intentional in some areas. And there's also been some areas that I have lacked. And you guys are going to hear a little bit more about that in this episode today. So again, that's our shout out highlight and a little bit of an update. So if you have something that you want to shout out or highlight, make sure that you drop it in the comments below. So Q, as you all know, when we go into our episodes, we love to give you a quote. So what's our quote this week?
So our quote is, bear with me, I'm not as prepared today.
The Secret.
It's by Mark Twain. You go ahead, you got it.
The secret to getting ahead is getting started. The secret to getting ahead is getting started. And so we are sharing space with you all today to let you know where we are in this race called life and how we are making some adjustments to get to a better space. And so that's going to lead us right into our topic. Our topic today is about values and vision, values and vision. And so we're going to start off with just the textbook definition of value. So I'm going to pull that up really quick. The textbook answer to value. But I know for me personally, when you talk about values, it's those things that you hold dear to yourself. It's the things that you really have a almost like giving worth to. The textbook answer says, the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Number two, a person's principles or standards of behavior. And so some principles and standards of behavior that I hold true to is, of course, respect, showing honor. I also value people. I value good conversation and I value time. That's just a few things that I value. I'm sure the list, you could pull out some things you value like me, or something totally different, but that's the textbook answer of value. And having value also helps you to begin to position yourself as into what you really want to do. If I value time, I'm going to be respectful of your time. If I value honor, I'm going to show honor to those whom I'm serving with. So that's just a little bit about value. Go ahead with your work, Q.
As far as values, I would say my values are definitely time. I think the older you get, the more you should value time. Mm-hmm. Family and friends, I value them because they That's your support system. That's your, and sometimes it's not, you know, all peachy all the time, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. there's still value there.
Oh yeah.
And I would say the last thing I'd say I value is our marriage. It's helped bring out some great things. So I would say that.
Awesome. I value our marriage too. I do. I value our vows. And so that's going to lead us to the vision, right? Because when you have values, values push you back into your vision. So what is the textbook answer to vision?
So vision, defining vision is what personal vision is, the guide in action or decisions. Mm-hmm. In essence, basically, what do you see for your life? What do you see for yourself? When you close your eyes and you just visualize, what do you see? And for me, my vision is being able to provide for my family independently from, you know, 9 to 5 is fine, but I want to graduate out of that mm-hmm. and to be able to make my income independently, doing things that I love to do and passionate about doing. Mm-hmm. Also having passive income so that in the event anything ever happened, life happens. Life happens where you can be up today and down tomorrow. That's just life. Yeah. And passive income would help me sustain our family in the event of something happening. So that's just my vision, and the vision that I want to see is travel more, do more experiences together, and create memories.
Yes, yes. And vision, I definitely see that as well. And for a personal note, I definitely see just us having more of an active lifestyle and being more intentional with, you know, our thoughts. Like, I really feel that we are strong, thought-provoking leaders. And I think, and I believe that we need to put our thoughts in a book. And so I do see us and visualize us as authors and speakers and just on different platforms, sharing the gospel, sharing our life experiences and just encouraging people. So, so yes, we talked about values. We talked about vision, and how those two correlate is really how you create an atomic habit. So that is actually our segue into part two of this discussion today. Of our values and vision and how we need to create atomic habits. So Q, let them know about some of the habits.
So some of the habits are atomic habit is a loaded book. Let me start there. Mm-hmm. It's a loaded book. You kind of got to read it slow and you got to go back over it again because is so far out of the normal aspect of how we probably think, how we grew up. But if we can retrain our minds with this book, it is phenomenal. One of the key concepts I want to start with is basically the four laws, which is cue, craving, response, and reward. The cue: make it obvious and identify the triggers to prompt your habit. Meaning, for example, I love this one the most. If it's dark in your house, you're naturally going to do what? Cut on the light. Mm-hmm. That's a natural cue. It triggers your brain to the habit. So then you have the craving. Make it attractive. Link a new habit to a positive feeling or existing reward. One of the rewards, we had a storm not long ago and the internet went out. Normal habit for me is like, I got to go reset the box. The reward was, I need internet now. You know, just like the light analogy. I'm looking for light now.
Yeah.
Could I function in the dark? I probably could, but I'm used to the light. I want light. I want that instant reward.
Mm-hmm.
The response, make it easy, simplify the habits to reduce friction and increase consistency. One of the best examples for this is, I would say for me, I try to, if I have any like melatonin or stuff like that to kind of help relax me before I get to bed, I put it on the nightstand so I don't have to go looking for it or go searching for it, trying to figure out where it is. I make it easy. Mm-hmm. That's my response. And then the reward is reinforce the habit by making the outcome enjoyable. If it's right there, I can take my melatonin before I'm, you know, watching TV, reading, whatever I'm doing before I'm really trying to relax. And I can literally say, wow, I took a burden off that. Because we have steps. And once you go up, sometimes you just don't want to come back down. And by doing that, that's the reward. Being able to be consistent and still hit that goal, that target, because of the habit you form.
Yeah. That's a good point. I like that. I think also when we talk about the four behavior, right? Mm-hmm. The four behaviors.
Four laws.
Four laws of the behavior change. You also go into just identifying your habits, like identifying what are those things for you, what triggers you. And I wanted to talk about the SWOT analysis with that point. As Quentin and I were sharing and preparing for this episode, we discussed as a part two, a personal SWOT analysis. So we are challenging you all to do a SWOT analysis. And you probably said, Brianna, what is that? I'm glad you asked. A SWOT analysis is simply a four quadrant chart that breaks down four key points: your strengths in the left top quadrant, your weaknesses in the right top quadrant, your opportunities in the left bottom quadrant, and your threats in the right bottom quadrant. So as you are assessing yourself with strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, you are saying about you, what am I strong at? What just comes natural to me? What am I weak at? Or what is somewhere I need to work on? What are my opportunities for doing better? And then what's threatening me? It could be a simple thing of like, time wasters is your threat. And that's honestly a threat for me. I love to get on social and just scroll. Almost like just out of pure habit, I just go up there and scroll. The same way you guys who are looking at me on YouTube see my hand moving in a circle. That's how it looks on my phone, just going. And I had a real epiphany this weekend that is a time waster. That is a time waster and a time snatcher. And you guys have to be mindful of the time snatchers because you can't get your time back, right? Time wasters, time snatchers, those could be people, places, or things. So be mindful of the time wasters and time snatchers because those truly are your T's. Those are your threats. I'm telling you now, you can go ahead and write it in your quadrant, the bottom right quadrant. Go ahead and write, the threat is my time being wasted by me. That's the threat. I am the threat. I got to do better. So that's why we got to really assess and identify those habits that we have began to develop that aren't the best. And there are some habits that I have developed that are good, such as, you know, working out with Apple Fitness Plus. Working out with that app is an at-home app that you connect to your TV or just work on it from your phone. And you have 5, 10, 15, 20, even 30 to 45-minute, 60-minute workouts. I'm telling you guys, you have multiple options. And the app just helps to keep you accountable. So that's a habit I feel strong in, right? That's a strength. So we just broke down the SWOT analysis right here on the episode for you. So please take time to identify your personal habits and what you can do better.
So I guess that's for me.
Yeah, that look was for you.
One of the habits that I have noticed is after work, I'll waste a lot of time stopping at a grocery store or stopping at a store in general, and excessive walking, or came for one thing, stopped to see something else. For those that don't know, I am a big bargain shopper, so I do believe I am the person that can go in with a 20 and come out with the receipt saying 1952. I can literally do that, but it takes a lot of counting in your head, trying to stay on budget, find a deal. Mm-hmm. And then you get in the store and you find other things that you're like, man, maybe we could do this week or do that. You're deviating from the original plan because there's so many options open to you. So what I have found to be a better solution to combat that habit, a better habit, is to do less of that for sure, and integrate the new habit with online ordering, pre-order or delivery. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Walmart. Walmart delivery. and also doing the pickup order. Right. Thank you, Target. And others, but especially Target. Target get it right every time. Thank y'all. But yeah, so that eliminates just that excessive time wasting. And just, you can truly say, man, I probably, when I look back at my week, you know, we miss the small things, the minute, but that 30 minutes to an hour, if you do that 5 times in a week, that's 5 hours you can't get back. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of time. And just making those adjustments along the way makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. So you guys just heard one of our first key points here. After thinking about the book, or while we're thinking about the book, Atomic Habits, assess yourself with a SWOT analysis. Number two, habit stacking. This is still from the book, Atomic Habits. And new habits, create new habits into your routine by linking your old habits into the new habits, right? So Quentin and I just gave you two examples of something that we're working on. And so you can see that he's still going to the store because that's a natural thing you're going to do. But he is utilizing that habit with a new one. I'm still going to the store. However, I'm going to go online. I'm still going to take care of, you know, I may check social media for X, Y, and Z, but I'm not going to let that, I'm going to put myself on a timer. You see what I'm saying? So I'm still doing that thing, but I have now stacked it with a more productive way of handling it. So think about yourself. There's a habit of, you may like to read, right? So how do you stack that habit? While you're reading, go ahead and take notes, because then you can go back and assess those notes, and that can then build up your reading skills even the more. And be able to, you know, share the book with somebody else. You never know. One habit leads to another good habit, right? Habits on top of habits. The next one is the 2-minute rule. Making habits easy to start to ensure consistency. That was me with the Apple Fitness Plus. I was doing the 10-minute, 20-minute workouts. Now I'm able to do 45 to 60 or longer. Because I built up that habit with the smaller workouts. Do that for yourself. Find that thing that you can do for a shorter period of time until it can get longer.
Yeah. And the other thing we were going to say is identify based habits. Focus on the type of person you want to become rather than on the specific outcomes. Habits should reinforce the desired identity. So, you know, I like Bree's analogy. Like, I saw the whole process with Apple Fitness, so I can attest to, she saw a different version of herself. She visualized that. And because she visualized that, she really, it helped her to drive in harder on her habit of, I want this. This is my desired outcome. This is, you know, this is my current identity, but this is the identity I am seeking. So the beauty in that was she was working out regardless. Like, there was no excuse, whether we were out of town, at home, whatever. Wherever my phone is, I can work out. And that was the beauty of Apple Fitness Plus, too.
Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, that's where your fitness is. So those are just a few habits that we want to highlight from the book Atomic Habits. And so if you do not have that book, we want you to check the link in our description and go ahead and purchase your book. So we love to give you guys some practical things that you can take with you, right? And some of y'all may say, well, Brianna Quentin, I haven't read the Atomic Habit books, but maybe I will, you know. If you don't read the book, here's some practical things that you can put in place right as you're listening. You can start this right now. The very first one is something I feel like all of us have done, and that is vision boards. Most of us have done a vision board, even for this year of you listening to this recording. You may have a vision board in your home. Go back to it. That's the part that we miss. We set these goals, but we don't go back and assess the goals. You wrote the vision, but you really didn't go back to check to see if the vision was still, you know, tracking. In the words of Pastor Torrey, are you tracking with me? Are you tracking your vision? So go back and check your vision boards. What's two, Quentin?
Two is daily affirmations. The self-talk is very important. When I hear affirmations, think about how many times you talk to people in a day, especially if you're in a public setting. Anyway, your day, your ear gates, your day is filled with a lot of things. So it's important that I believe that you should start your day with the affirmations, because that self-talk after prayer, that affirmations, those help set the foundation for the day, so that when things do arise in that day, that can help combat it.
Right. I like that. I like that. So we talked about vision boards. We talked about affirming yourself. Of course, after you pray, affirm yourself. And then the next point we want to highlight is journaling. I'm telling you guys from personal experience, journaling saved me. I'm telling you. Journaling was and still is my outlet. Just as a personal highlight, I started journaling back in high school. It was a form of poetry. I would do poetry in my journal. I would talk about my day in my journal. As I progressed throughout my life, journaling was therapy. It was very therapeutic to go back and read what were my thoughts at that time, etc. Now, as a woman in my 30s, at the time of this recording, I can honestly say that journaling is always my go-to. And I have now incorporated a prayer journal. So now, on top of just a general, how do I feel? How was my day? I actually journal my prayers. So now I can go back and see the resume of God. That's what I tell Quentin. I'm reading the resume of God, because my prayers are confirmation that the job was completed, that God did this. And he's still doing certain things and multiple things in our lives. And so I just tell God, thank you, even now, for that. And so journaling is key.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Journaling. The next thing was accountability partners, sharing those goals with your partner, or mutual support. Accountability can be tough, mm-hmm. but it's meant to be tough, because that's the whole point of accountability. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a fence, a safe guard to remind you, hey, you said you wanted to do this, or you said you were going to do this. So it's just a reinforcement of reminding you of what you said forth. And, just holding you accountable. I mean, I believe that there always has to be an accountable action in order to get a real result. So,
yeah, that's good. So we talked about vision boards, journaling, daily affirmations, and of course, having that accountability partner. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I just want to reemphasize it, that you need to monitor your progress. You need to monitor your progress. You need to make sure that you're checking in with yourself, checking in with that accountability partner. Excuse me. And just being clear. And that's why we started this episode off with the words value and vision, because you need to be clear. You need to be clear. So you don't want to put yourself in a position where you are not clear. And so we wanted to close out this episode with a scripture reference coming from Proverbs 29:18. And it reads, where there's no vision, which means no revelation of God and his word, the people are unrestrained, aka they perish. But happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. So please make sure that you guys are seeking Christ for your vision, creating new habits, and honestly, stacking some good ones to be sure that you are being intentional about the vision that God has for you and your life. Any final closing remarks, Q?
Just be with the bad habits. We didn't really hit those much. But I would just say, with bad habits, just be vulnerable enough with yourself. You don't, not even if it's nobody else, that's fine, but be vulnerable enough with yourself to acknowledge those bad habits and then reinforce a plan of new habits and then execute.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, make sure you guys go and check out the book Atomic Habits. Make sure you all even check out this other book. We didn't really highlight it enough, but it is called The Ultimate Productivity Planner. It is an undated planner that you can write in what your goals are for the month, for the week, for a 90-day period, so a three-month period. And also, be sure that you subscribe, like, and comment. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. You're probably going to hear this again in the closing, but I'm going to say it early. And last but not least, Quentin and I have an Amazon storefront. Yay! So please be sure to check out our Amazon storefront. Everything that we just highlighted here in this episode will be listed there. So if you would like to purchase, your purchase helps us as well keep this Resilient Love going. So with all of that being said, we love you guys, and we'll see you in another episode. Would you want to say something else?
No.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you to all listeners and subscribers. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple so that we can continue sharing Resilient Love. Thanks for listening.